It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 1st, 2017. Today's the birthday of American lawyer, politician, and businessman Robert Todd Lincoln, born in Springfield, Illinois in 1843. He was, of course, the oldest of President Abraham Lincoln's four sons and the only member of his family to survive into the 20th century. Robert Lincoln attended Harvard University and then served on the staff of Ulysses S. Grant as a captain in the Union Army during the closing days of the American Civil War. Following completion of law school in Chicago, he built a successful practice, becoming wealthy representing corporate clients. After the war, Lincoln married Mary Eunice Harlan, the daughter of a United States senator. They remained married until his death and were the parents of three children. Active in Republican politics and a tangible symbol of his father's legacy, Robert Lincoln was often spoken of as a possible candidate for office, including the presidency, but he never took steps to mount a campaign. The one office to which he was elected was town supervisor of South Chicago in Illinois, a job he held from 1876 to 1877. Lincoln accepted appointments as Secretary of War in the administration of James A. Garfield and continued under Chester Arthur, and he was Minister to the United Kingdom in the Benjamin Harrison administration. In Lincoln's later years, he resided at homes in Washington and Manchester, Vermont. He remained active almost until his death and held leadership positions with the Pullman Palace Railroad Car Company from 1897 onward. In 1922, he took part in the dedication ceremonies for the Lincoln Memorial. He died at his Vermont home on July 26, 1926, just 6 days before his 83rd birthday. He was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. While Robert Lincoln didn't make quite the mark on history that his father did, he had a pretty interesting life himself. Let's take a look at something you might not know about him. During a break from his studies at Harvard, young Robert Lincoln was traveling by train from New York to Washington. He hopped off during a stop at Jersey City, only to find himself on an extremely crowded platform with his back pressed to one of the train's cars. The situation probably seemed harmless enough until the train started moving. This whipped Lincoln around and dropped him into the space between the platform and the train, an incredibly dangerous place to be. Robert Lincoln probably would have been killed if a stranger hadn't yanked him out of harm's way by his coat collar. The stranger was Edwin Booth, one of the most celebrated actors of the 19th century and older brother of John Wilkes Booth, who murdered Lincoln's father in 1865. The actor had no idea whose life he had saved until he received a letter from the White House commending him for his bravery in saving the president's son a few months earlier. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 1st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.